away. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, that's Joe DiMaggio.
It's Beat the Streak Daily inside the hits for Wednesday, the 5th of July. See, here's the thing. Some people, some ball players are just special.
Betts popped out and foul ground his first time. Crushes this ball. Goodbye. How far? Plenty. Home run, Mookie Betts. I mean, the guy misses 15 games with a cracked rib that hurts so bad that he can't laugh, he can't cough, he can't cry. 2.5 weeks later, he's back. Looking like he never missed a day.
Like he never missed a day, indeed. Three games back since the rib injury from Mookie. Three games with at least one hit. That's his 18th home run of the season. It is Beat the Streak Daily. I'm your host, Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth. We take a look at the state of the streak every weekday morning, try to figure out who is closest to $5.6 million if they can beat Joe DiMaggio's 56-game actual streak from 1941. Our streak leader, S. Dunstall, now at 36, creeping towards impressiveness, Ryan, approaching impressiveness.
I'm kind of turning into the man upstairs. Unless he gets to 40, it doesn't mean anything to me.
I understand. And Beat the Streak, you take the hits any way you can get them. Like this incredibly dull hit from Cleveland's Jose Ramirez.
In the air to left. Long run for Grossman. And that'll drop fair. Rosario all the way to third. Jose Ramirez has a bloop double down the left field line. Second and third. For the cleanup hitter, Josh Naylor.
And boom goes the dynamite.
I mean, seriously. I mean, wake up, guys. That was the most boring play-by-play of a double I have ever heard. A bloop counts. It's a double.
And boom goes the dynamite.
What the hell's wrong with these people? S. Dunstall is alone at 36 in the lead. MAJC 42 is next at 35, thanks to a double down with Paul Goldschmidt and Freddie Freeman. Three others are in the 30s, including Spole 85, now at 31, after a double down of Ramirez with the boring double, and the Orioles' Cedric Mullins, who had an exciting walk-off double among his hits last night in Baltimore. Okay, so Mookie Betts came back and he's hot. The only guy who has returned from injury even hotter is the Cubs' highly touted Japanese rookie.
That one is hammered down the line. That one curling, and that one is fair, and it's gone. Oh, a rocket home run from Seiya Suzuki, and with one swing, the Cubs have a 4-2 lead. Welcome back, Seiya.
Through two games and nine plate appearances, Seiya Suzuki has seen 34 pitches. He has swung and missed zero times on 15 swings. He has put nine balls in play, including that home run and the inside the Parker we played for yesterday. And he has had an average exit velocity of 96 miles per hour. He looks like the Seiya Suzuki who burst onto the scene in April immediately. An option for us streakers. Another option, the former Cub, this masher with absurd bat speed and left-handed pop.
That one's pulled deep down the right field line toward the pole. It is gone! It just grazed off the pole. It's his second solo home run of the night. And that ball was mashed.
25 homers for Kyle Schwarber to lead the National League. In the first half of a season, that's the most by a Philly since Ryan Howard had 28 in 2006. He went on to win the MVP. Schwarber has 17 homers in the leadoff spot. That's the most by a Philly in the first half since Jimmy Rollins in 2007. He went on to win the MVP. So is Kyle next? No. He's hitting .219. But still, like, it's really impressive. The power numbers. Impressive as hell. A tight top of the show today because the pick segment is chock full of goodness, including someone who dares to encroach on my bit. That's next.
Hey everyone, I'm Ron Darling.
And I'm Jimmy Rollins.
The official baseball rulebook is full of all sorts of strange rules.
But the unwritten rulebook is even weirder.
We each come from different eras, and we each were taught to play the game in different ways.
In this new podcast series, we're going to break down all of the unwritten rules that govern the game, from throwing out a batter to stealing bases during a blowout.
Check out Unwritten from Odyssey and MLB. New episodes start June 1st.
Find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Beat the Streak Daily. Inside these hits, baby. 14 games today, Wednesday, including four in the afternoon. The Twins go for the sweep in Chicago against the struggling White Sox. Some good games later, the Rays and the Red Sox at Fenway, Cardinals and the Braves in Atlanta. We do a daily stay away here. You know it, because usually we play this little soundbite, this fun little soundbite. It goes like
this. You stay away, I stay away.
Yesterday we gave you Sandy Alcantara, as he has been having an incredible year, having gone at least 7 innings and 10 straight starts. He did that again, so make it 11. This time he racked up the K's, too.
Sandy brings it home, and at 99 on the fastball. 6 K's for Alcantara. He's gotten Trout twice. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 101. And at 100, Sandy. Double-digit K's.
8 scoreless innings, 2 hits allowed. Only 2 hits. And those 10 strikeouts for Alcantara, who basically locks himself in as the National League starting pitcher for the All-Star game. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani combined to go 1-for-6. Trout did have an infield single. Today for the stay away, even though I'm clearly on fire with the daily stay away. Apparently Ryan wants in on it. You want in on the bit here for the stay away, and you're doing like a daily, just play the daily double A thing too. Yeah, I mean, take that. That's what you're doing. Hey. Folks, for the first time, we bring you Ryan Porth's daily stay away double A.
If that makes any sense at all. Well, I've got an anecdotal stay away and an analytical stay away.
There we go.
So the analytical stay away is that Trey Turner of the Dodgers is 0-for-16 all time against Jose Urania, who starts tonight for the Colorado Rockies. Do you dare to stay away from the Beat the Streak King in Trey Turner? Interesting option there that personally I'm going to stay away from tonight in Los Angeles. And then the anecdotal stay away is Corbin Burns at home against the Chicago Cubs this afternoon, because the Milwaukee Brewers are trying to avoid a sweep against those lowly Cubs. And also, you mentioned Alcantara. Burns is trying to keep up in the NL Cy Young race with Sandy Alcantara.
I like those. I like those. I bet those predictions are going to hit, because everything's coming up Porth these days. Everything. I mean, did you see this trash last night?
Little tapper, tough play. Kowar will try and barehand it. No chance. Altuve will beat it out. A little swinging bunt for Altuve for his first hit of the night.
I see what you did there, Spiegs, with trash. Trash from Altuve.
Yes.
Getting on the board with a hit, baby!
Zach Greinke gave up 10 hits in 5 innings, but none of them to Altuve. No big deal. Jose gets that dribbling little swinging bunt against a reliever. It's all Porth. It's all Porth all the time. It's unbelievable. I go against Zach Greinke twice in the last 2 starts. I get nothing. You go with Altuve. Whatever. I'm not bitter. Give us another one. Almighty Porthinator. Give us the Porth pick, sir, please.
All right. So the Porth pick today, if Toronto's Jose Berríos was pitching against anyone other than Matt Spiegel's Oakland Athletics, I'd probably be targeting him. But alas, the Cincinnati Reds rookie starter Graham Ashcraft is regressing in his last 4 starts, giving up 30 hits in 20 innings over that span, also with a .330 batting average against in that span. Ashcraft is in the 26th percentile of expected batting average and has a .314 batting average against versus righties this season. So, Starling Marte, a righty for the New York Mets, has been hitting cutters well this season. Ashcraft throws a lot of cutters, and Marte has a hit in 12 of his last 15 games, including 3 in the first 2 games of the series against the Reds.
There it is, the Porth pick, Starling Marte. Time now for my daily double A. You know, don't even play me the soundbite. It's time for my picks. Where am I in terms of streaking? Wait, how am I doing?
Let's 0.0.
So today it's a single A. like the level of beat the streak that I'm playing these days. My analytical pick with math prep and actual information. Let's go Freddie Freeman. Big sample against Jose Urania. 36 plate appearances. He 13 for 31 for a 419 average. There you go. Freddie Freeman. Let's see if I can get to one. The elite users, they love Starling Marte. So a real original pick there from Porthinator. Hit probability algorithm. Also like Starling Marte, number one, too. Plus, Corey Seager of the Rangers is in Baltimore against Spencer Watkins. The hit probability algorithm loves Corey Seager as well. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily wherever you get your podcast. Play the game, Beat the Streak, within the MLB Play app every season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day, and it is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys and all of ours together hit them where they ain't.